Okay, Rabbi Isai, good evening. My name is Shlomo Gottesman. I know some of you, but not all. So Shalom Aleichem to you. Manech bar hayoyim. That I understand this is a shiur to commemorate and celebrate the confluence of two great projects. One is the almost century-old tikkun of Daf HaYomi, which has brought so much to Klal Yisrael, and a more recent Daf HaShavua, our Dabar, who I think this week all the Chavarim come together on the same Daf. Chazal, as you know, or Choyker, if Sinai or Oiker Harim is Adiv. It's clear to us all that this is not a Machlaikis. Perhaps it's a Halachan Din Kedima, but everybody is Maida, that both are necessary. I once heard from an Adam Gadol, Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, Kinas Seifrim, Tarbe Chachma. Chazal say, Loma Nikru Shema Seifrim, Shesafru Kalaisei Shabbatayra. Why Safru? Should have said Karu, Lamdu. Teretz is that there is no concentration, or no yagia in the human psyche that approaches the one when somebody counts. Hagad Ba'atzmacha. This has happened to everybody in this room. Somebody's counting money, and in the middle of the counting, your wife calls you, phone rings, Oyvei! You have to start all over again. There is especially yagia that a person is required to concentrate in amkus when you're counting something. Chazal underscored the fact that the yagia that is necessary to produce Talmidei Chachamim has to be in the same concentration that la'avdol when a person counts money, which means without any break at all in the concentration, and it has to be ratzuf, and it has to be ba'amkus, and this is what lemdei hadaf ha'shavua be'iyun or mekayim, lemdei daf yomi, of course, are more used to having speeches made l'chvaydam, most recently in front of 100,000 people, so I don't have to be marich. What an incredible schus it is. I'm going to Rabbeinu Baligras Meisha, every single person in this room will be zeicha to finish Shas as the kiyum of limud of kol Torah kula. That's what learning Shas gives you. So the confluence together of limud biyagia and biyun, which daf haShavua represents, and limud daf yomi, which is the breath of the Torah, which is rechava min yam, this coming together brings the two approaches of limud haTorah in a way which hopefully will be a kiyum of kinas seifrim tarba chachma. The miyageim should be mekana, the daf yaminikas who are going to know all of Shas, and I've seen this b'may einai. I know of several chashav talmid chachamim in the last several machzorim who undertook to learn daf yami because they were mekana. They were mekana to learn daf yami. There were parts of Shas they had never learned, even though they are world-class marbitzei Torah. And of course, it goes without saying that every person learns daf yomi is mekana, those are yeshiv full time in Olah Shel Torah and can be miyageya and learn bihiyun. Everybody should have the ability to do both, not sequentially, but simultaneously. That's going to take some work. It's going to take a lot of siyata d'shamaya. It may take the gula sida, but whatever it takes, Yemir Tashem, that should be the goal that we all should strive to, and that is celebrated tonight with this program, which underscores and is mechabed both Lemdei Daf HaShavua, which is a kiyum of Torah be'iyun, and Lemdei Daf HaYomi, which is a kiyum of Torah be'bikiyus. And as I said, Emir Tzashem, everybody will be zeicha to both, and a kiyum of kinas seifrim kar b'chochma. I mentioned to the Chashavur Me'arganim that I be Pesach just for a second, since both groups are learning Shkolim, as to why Shkolim, it's a mystery. Why Shkolim, which is a Shtikla, a Masechta and Yerushalmi, in the Daf Yomi cycle? And the answer is, it's not clear. I was Zeicha to put out a lot of correspondence and unpublished letters of Rav Meir Shapira, and I have access to most of what was published, which might, and some of which wasn't published, I've yet to find a letter written in the hand of Meir Shapiro which explains why, and this goes back to the first Machzor Shkolim, which is Yerushalmi, in fact, was included in the Machzor. As you probably know, the Miri, when he discusses the Seder Limud, going as far back as Provence, which is rooted in the Sidrei Limud in the Yeshivas of Bovel, Shkolim was already added at the end of Pesachim. That's why it's in this order. So even though it was Yerushalmi, because it is a chelik of Kachim, because it is something which has obvious connection to Ma'id, it was added to the Seder HaLimud, Nikad Mistana, and that's probably why it was added to the Daf Yomi cycle, even though it is Yerushalmi. However, I can tell you a more recent historical note. The original Daf Yomi, some of you may know this, was based on the Slavita edition of Shas. Slavita edition of Shas had 12 blot for Shkolim, which would have messed up tonight's celebration totally, because you wouldn't have had the intersection that you had. The problem was that this is very hard. Those people learning Daf Yomi, you learn Daf Shavu, you know, it's hard enough to get through a blot in Shkolim in a week, let alone in a day. And when it was 12 blots, Shkolim is packed as it is. Besides the unfamiliar terminology, it's very difficult. Limud, it was pashut, too difficult for many of the Megid Yeshir and the Limdim to pack in Shkolim in 12 days. In 1974, a Yid named Rav Yosef Aronson decided he was going to try to solve this problem. The Vilna Shas, which was printed and was nafutz, interestingly enough, when they started the Daf Yomi, which Ramesh Shapiro started, as you all know, the second Kasiya Gedayla, when they started the Daf Yomi, the most nafutz Shas was not the Vilna Shas. The Vilna Shas was a very expensive and a very modernizach, would be like today, owning what's the fanciest Shas that you can now possibly get for a chas and a chveis, the zifta, whatever it is. Again? Ayiz v'hadar. Most people didn't have shasim, you know all this. Most people certainly didn't have Vilna shasim. They had Slavita shasim, that was Daf Yomi was founded on. The Vilna shas only came into use in between the wars, certainly post-war. A Yid named Rabbi Yosef Aronson decided that he has to do something about this, and he went and he started lobbying Gedol Yisrael to try to change the Shkolim section of the Machzor from the Slavita shas to the Vilna shas. This, of course, was not an easy undertaking because you basically have to expand the Daf Yomi cycle by 11 to, what is it now, 21, I think, by 10 or 11 days, which you can't do without the Eskoma of Gedol Yisrael. So the respective leaders of the two Gedol Yisrael was Gedolim Baligus Meisha, Meisha in America, and the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, and Eretz Yisrael. He started lobbying, flew to Eretz Yisrael for this, spoke to the Ger Rebbe. Ger Rebbe said, if Rav Meisha's maskim, I'm maskim. Went to speak to Rav Meisha. Rav Meisha said, if the Ger Rebbe's maskim, I'm maskim. And he cut a deal between the two of them. And in 1975, in the first year, which I believe was, I have it here, which number of the Machzor, don't remember anymore, the eighth Machzor, here's a calendar, and at the bottom of this calendar is printed the following notice. Minyan adafim b'msech t'shkol and nikva al pi achros gedeli atayra b'ek t'shrol b'chutz l'aretz b'tkufa ha'noichachit. The number of daf meshkolim has been changed and has been nikva al pi the hayrah of Gedel Yisrael. And this machzor in 1975, the eighth machzor, was the first time they changed it to this number of daf. You can be sure, since we're dealing with Achenim Bnei Yisrael, this didn't go over 100% cleanly. Some people stuck to it, which caused all sorts of problems. But at Berveis Hayomim, as we are now, Baruch Hashem is the magachir of Daf Yomi. I can tell you Baruch Hashem, because it's very difficult to finish a blot of shkolim in an hour, in a week. Ma'oid, to have double the amount. And this is the history of how Masechta Shkolim has ended up the way it is. One of the main engines for this was the addition of the Takn Charetin in the Vilna Shas, right? Makes sense. Takn Charetin, written by a Talmud of the Gaon, didn't end up in the Slavita Shas, it ended up in the Vilna Shas. This increased the number of daf from 11 to 21, and this was used as a good reason to elongate the Machzor. I am looking as a Maimer Muzgar, I am looking for a piece of correspondence. It's not mistaver to me that the exchange between the Ger Rebbe and Rav Moshe, which at some point had to have actually taken place between the two of them, was conducted by the telephone. You didn't just call up the Ger Rebbe, you called Rav Moshe. Everybody knows that any Rebbe in America who had a Shaila called Rav Moshe. I was even there to call Rav Moshe once in my life. So you could call Rav Moshe, and he would sometimes answer the phone himself. I told this way, you couldn't just so easily call the Ger Rebbe. I doubt I had a telephone in his room. You have to go through the Gabbayim. So somewhere there is a piece of paper which memorializes this deal. I haven't found it yet, but Mirat Hashem, one day I will. And if I do, I'll be happy to tell you. Okay, let's move on to what we want to talk about today, which is the topic of the Yisrael Nikiyim. We don't have a huge amount of time, so I'm going to get right to it. And if I go too fast, somebody will raise his hand to slow me down. What I'd like to do today is the following. I have said a shiur before on the Indian of Chashad and Maris Ayin. It was a three-part shiur. It took 3 hours. And there is no possible way in the short time that I have here, because soon we'll have another chash with the speaker, that I can go to the actual nitty-gritty of Hilchas Chashad and Maris Ayin. That I said takes a minimum of 2-3 hours, because there are scores of examples and many klolim, subklolim, enunciated by Rabbi Seino Achreinim, Shainim and Achreinim, and practical issues of Chashad Maris Ayin. What I'm going to give you today, in the next few minutes, is the introduction to the concept of Yisrael Mikiyim, and basically we're going to go through Psukim, Mikra, and Tanakh, and see a little bit of an insight to a Shtikl Gemara in today's daf. On page 1, those of you who have the handouts can follow. If you don't, you can follow orally, is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are various techniques which were used to prevent the tyrain from entering into Chashad, that he was pilfering money from the Lishka. And between the Mishnah and the Gemara, we have 5 or 6 or 7 things. No hems, no big hair, no shoes, no tefillin. A person was going to undo his tefillin and stick money into the tefillin. You see, the Geder of Chashad is a broad one, and the Mishnah says, "Shetarach latzei she'adam tarach latzei tzei abriyos gederach shetarach latzei tzei amakim shenemar v'isim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael v'aymar u'matzachein v'sei chotay v'ein alakim v'adam." So I ask Rabbi, said the obvious kasha. No, v'isim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. I understand, even though you'll have to understand why exactly Chazal decided to bring this pasuk based on this parsha in the Torah. But what was wrong with the pasuk in the Torah? The Chazal felt it necessary to follow up with the pasuk from Tanakh, Mitzachem v'seichel toiv, A and B, another obvious kasha. What does this pasuk have to do with v'isim nikiyim and chashad? It seems to be a general pasuk talking about kiyam ha-Torah v'amitzvus, Rishayim, Nechayim say, refers specifically to Torah. Why is this a pasuk which Chazal bring to underscore the inyan of chashad? More problematic. On today's daf, and daf tes, page 2. Page numbers are there on the top. Sometimes they're slightly cut off. I apologize. The Gemara expands the list of things you can't do. Kavats, Maflek to show what that means. You were worried about him putting shkolim into his mouth, so you talk to him the entire time. And the Gemara goes on to add an interesting nekuda to the Mishnah. Shmo v'nachma, the two is. Shem yenisim, b'tarin avinim k'suvim. And the Gemara brings Visim Nikiyim, and then the Gemara brings a pasuk from Yeshua. That's a misprint of Yeshua Chavbeis. Menayin Dechsev, Visim Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael, Menayin Dechsev, Keil Elokim Hashem. Anybody know what the next phrase is? Keil Elokim Hashem. It's repeated twice. The Gomer, the Yisrael Hu Yeda. A pasuk in Yeshua. The Ksuvim Menayin, and the Gemara goes on to bring Mitzachem Sechotel, they don't kill Adam. The Baal HaYod explained, whenever there is a kasu v'shonai u'meshulish, Chazal had a kavana. What was wrong with the first pasuk? What is added by the second pasuk in Tanakh? In this case, is we have Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. What are Chazal trying to tell us with A, the multiple use of psukim, and why these psukim? Because if you look at it, there's a common denominator here. Each pasuk has Shem Hashem in it, and a reference to Klal Yisrael. If you did a computer search, I'm telling you now, Bivados, I can name you a few psukim right now, that have Shem Hashem in it, and have Klal Yisrael in it, in some form, either Yisrael or Adam, all sorts of psukim which have dual lashonos to it. Why did Chazal pick these psukim? First one we understand, Nisan Mikiyan. The other two are not obvious at all, and what I'd like to do for the next few minutes that I have is discuss the background to these psukim, which gives us a little bit of a biur into the breadth and the scope and maybe the amkus of the mitzvah. We'll see what mitzvah means, of the Yisem Nikiyim, which has sub-branches and operating in Olacha, as you know, B'tayras Chshad and B'tayras Hilchais Maris Ayin. Let's go to do a quick review of the parsha of B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain in Matos. You all know the story. B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, Mikne Rav Ayil of B'nei Gad of B'nei Ruvain, Ayiru, they saw the Aratzais of Nichbash in Muhammad of Sichain, the Aratzais, the neighbor of Yardain, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a request. We have a lot of Mikne, and we need real estate, and we need land. And Moshe Rabbeinu explodes. There is no place in the Torah, besides the Techach, the beginning of Mishnah Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu speaks with such charifas, and such nechumashir, and such, I'll do it by from memory, and such arichus against one of the numerous mesainanim and mardim against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu against the Das Kairach, there's three psukim. Against the Meraglim, there's a few psukim. Against the B'nai God of Nehruve, Bainai Eden, there's 11 psukim. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, calls them, Veloma Kamtem, Tachas of Eisechem, Tarbus Anoshim Chatoim, Lispay Said, Al Chareinach Hashem Al Yisrael, Kisi Shuvah Meacharai, V'yasavai Lanichai B'midbar V'shichasem, L'chol Adar Azeh. Moshe Rabbeinu uses the strongest language possible against the B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain. What do they do? Number one. Number two, at the end of the day, as you know, their approach was validated in a deal that was undersigned by none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvayda B'v'atzmai. So in retrospect, why did Moshe Rabbeinu explode by telling him, Lama Sneu Slave in Israel, Koya B'seichem B'sholch Yesu B'Kadosh Barnea? Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're exactly like the Meraglim. You're Zaydis. How many years later was this? This was 39 years later, after the Chay of the Meraglim, 38 years later, and you're exactly the same. You've learned nothing in 38 years. V'yal v'nachaleshkoil, v'yichar Hashem v'yayimahu, v'yishova. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes through the story of the Meraglim. Kamtem tachas v'yseichem tarbus v'nashim chatoim. And the men God and the Reuven, of course, are taken aback, and they say, you know what? We are not going to abandon Klal Yisrael, v'nachmen v'nechal etchushim, and a deal is made, mishpatei atanoim. That's a different sugya. So the pasuk which Chazal bring in this daf is in the chelik where Moshe Rabbeinu tells them what they have to do, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells them anich b'sha'aretz l'fnei Hashem v'yachar tashuvu v'yisem nikiyim me'Hashem u'mi Yisrael. The other use of the word Hashem is used here in the pasuk. The other use of the word Hashem is v'nichpasha aretz l'fnei Hashem. Ask the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what is the multiple use of the word l'fnei Hashem? Why would we be magish l'fnei Hashem? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brought here on page 5. I'll just read you a few lines. We don't have time to read everything inside. Page 5, Eid Haidiyam. Shebezeh nekiyam Hashem im Yisrael. What's the double lashon? Pirish Mashem, kishiyavrul mechama al derech shekasafti. So Chaim HaKadosh says the reason why the pasuk emphasis is l'fnei Hashem, amisim kiyam Hashem, because we need you to be keep your deal, but that's already with Klal Yisrael. I need something more than that. I need something which is l'fnei Hashem. And what does that mean? That means, and this is an arichus which is not for now, Mochamais are conducted by Klal Yisrael differently than any other nation. Only tzaddikim were allowed into the army. Even the kibbush of Eretz Yisrael had to be done differently with Erech Ness than the kibbush of any other kibush in history. It had to be lifnei Hashem. You had to understand that the muhammad you're conducting is on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with the higher madrega, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of the muhammad conducted by Klal Yisrael. That's a deal between Klal Yisrael and between Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of it, the Mishpatei Tanoim, the deal that you made, Anachnu Necholos Chushim, they were very good warriors, as you all know. Part of the Taina and the Tzvi on them was they were the best we had for the army. You're going to abandon us. And that was already a deal between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven individually. This is the two elements of Me Hashem and Yisrael. Says the Brisker Rav, takes it further. Brisker Rav, in a drastical, in the Sefer on Chumash, on page 6, again, I'll paraphrase here, on the Birchais Moshe Rabbeinu to Shevet Gad. What's the bracha to Shevet Gad? Anybody remember how it starts? Well, the God Amar Baruch Marchet Gad. Right? Let's read the pasuk. Kelavi Shachem the Torah Srayav Kadkai. Very good warriors. Bayar Reish is like Isham Chalkas Machaykek Sofon. A different drash. Tzidkas Hashem Aso Mishpatav Misrael. Like the Briskarov, we have again Hashem and Yisrael. What are the two chalakim of this pasuk? So he says that there was a double deal here. And then he said a tremendous chiddush. He says, once the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven were signed up on this deal, it became the Dvar Hashem, and they had no ability to back out. Meaning, even if for whatever reason the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven had decided that they taka made a mistake, as we'll soon see, Chazal say, they made a terrible mistake, and they paid for it heavily. Even had they decided they wanted to back out of the deal, and they wanted to go and take the land and Meirav of the Yardane, like the rest of Klal Yisrael, they couldn't back out. Why? Because once the deal was set, it became the Ratzayin of Hashem. The operating aspect of it, which is a Tanai, Necholei Tchushim, that already was between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Gad. But the side of the deal that Eivere Yardane gets whatever Kedushit gets and they are allowed to stay here is not that they're allowed to stay there. After the deal was entered into, they had to stay there because this became the Ratzayin Hashem and they had no ability to back out. A few lines here on page 6. Nira bir bezeh afal pi sheikra davar shena lakhu b'nei gad bal pi shalosam, they asked for it. And says Brisker Rav, even had they been Michael on their Nachla, they couldn't do it anymore. They couldn't back out because this is the Pshat, the Yisin Mekim, Me Hashem Yisrael. Then at the bottom, after the 5, Kachashiv Shneidvarim. Me Hashem im Yisrael. Hashem Pirushai became a Chayv im Eis Hashem. Yisrael is the din of the deal with Klal Yisrael, which was Necholei Tchushim, said to Brisker Rav, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk in Berchas Meishu Rabbeinu Bnei Gad, Tzidkas Hashem Asa u'mishpatav im Yisrael. With a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they had a din of Tzedek. They had to do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and Huvra Adavu Mafreya, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted this deal to happen, whatever his cheshbon was. Once the deal was happened, it was fixed with the Ratzon Hashem, they couldn't back out. It wasn't optional. And the second part was Mishpat from Yisrael. There they had a Din Torah. Had they not kept the deal of Lecholei Tchushim with Nebenei Yisrael, then the Klal Yisrael could have taken them to a Din Torah. They'd have lost the Chelek in Eivre Yarden Midin Mishpat. Midin a deal. And then Mechuyiv, I'll be Mishpat Tanoim. As you all know, this was already a Chesh Mishpatik the Halacha. But the first part, Tzitzkat Hashem Masla, but that wasn't a deal with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shem, you don't make deals. You do the Ratzon Hashem. Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu signed on that this is what he wanted, it became the Ratzon Hashem, it became fixed. I ask you, if that's the case, why are Chazal, and why did the Torah emphasize a problem here of the Yisin Mekim Hashem Yisrael built on the story of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven? After all, they did everything that was asked from them. They made a deal, and they kept it. You'll hear And right now, the next Chashuv Magashir is here, so I have to be Mekayim, Yisim Mekim Hashem in Yisrael. I have to tell you, first of all, I have to ask him Mechila, because as I mentioned to him, I have a Simcha to go to, which I'm very late to, so I'm not sure I'll be able to stay for very much of his drasha. But second, I have to tell you, Rabbi Sai, that the organizers asked us both to speak. We both ended up looking at the same topic, because there are Baruch Hashem, Geshmaka topics in a certain daf, and I had the privilege of communicating, and we ended up saying, Oy vey, we're talking about more or less the same thing. I have to go first because of my aforementioned obligation, and Ramesha was Meichel Belev Sholem, so if there is anything that overlaps, it's my fault. And I'm telling you this, Medin V'yisim Nikiyim, it's not his, and I'm sure that is Ein Beis HaMedrash B'lei Chiddush, especially with the Chashuv Talmud Chacham, so you're going to learn something. I'm sure of that, even if we both are Maimon in a few certain Nekudas. Nei Gadum, Nei Ruvain kept the deal. As you'll hear later in the second shiur, they went even further than keeping the deal. So why is the emphasis here on Chashad and Maris Ayin from Nei Gadum, Nei Ruvain? So for that, I think you have to understand the question we asked earlier is why Chazal in the Gemara brought the second pasuk from Tanakh. In Yeshua, we have a mysterious story. Negadim Neruvein, 15 years later, after Zion Shekibshu Vishacholku, which we'll get into later, they're ready to go, and Yeshua comes and gives them a long arichus, a fascinating Musa Drasha, where he says, okay, I'm giving you a bracha, you kept the deal. And they're very happy. You did exactly what you said you were going to do. You did more than you said you were going to do. And now I'm giving you a bracha, go home to your families and children. And more than that, I'm giving you Hanukkah. I'm giving you a present. There's a lot of shlal that was taken in the Muhammad. Maybe you guys don't deserve the shlal. Why? Because maybe you're getting paid by getting a lot of real estate, which everybody else is not getting. Maybe you're getting paid. Shaila, who exactly the shlal was miyud for? Machlekes and Farshei Mikra, miyud for them, was miyud for the people they left at home. Whatever it is, you're getting a bonus and go home. And they go home, and all sorts of terrible things happen. On the way home, they stop on the west side of the Yarden, and they build a tremendously tall something. What was this something? It looked like a mizbeach, but it couldn't be a mizbeach. Why couldn't it be a mizbeach? Because it had no features that would make it royu for a mizbeach. It didn't have the right dimensions. The shteitzik wasn't in the right place. And the word gets back to Klai Yisrael. And without any further research, Klai Yisrael in Shiloh, that's where he left from. Why Shiloh? Because at that point, they started in Gilgal. They already had moved to have the Mishkan in Shiloh, and when they got to Shiloh at each successive stop, Nesru Abomis and other places, now you can only be Makar of Nabomis Hebrew in Shiloh. Everybody came to Shiloh, say goodbye, they left. On the way home, they built this mysterious thing, and all of Chai Yisrael assembles in Shiloh for an army to wipe them out, reminiscent of what happened later in Pelegesh Begivra. And then they decide, you know what, before we wipe them out, let's send them a delegation to talk to them, see what's going on here. Why didn't they do this first? The entire Klai Yisrael assembles a huge army without asking. So they put together, and Pinchas and the Nesi and the Cheshuv of Klai Yisrael go to talk to them. And B'nai Gad and Reuben are taken aback. They're shocked. They said, I don't understand. You came here with an army ready to wipe us out. All we wanted to do was take care of our children. This was all a chinuch. We were worried about children at risk. We're worried that we're living here. And they were a Yarden, far from Mekayim HaSekdash, far from the heart of Klai Yisrael. Our children won't remember this. They'll go off the derech. We needed an aid, a matseva, to make sure that we can point to our children that this is a recognition that the other side of Eretz Yisrael, as all the Mekayim HaSekdash, as all the Talmid Chachamim, please make sure that you are kufuf to them, whatever their cheshbon was. And reluctantly, and then happily, Pinchas and Nesim accept this. The arichas here is striking. Lashonis here are striking. Rabbeinu Amalban, Pidarka B'Kodesh, goes through all the issues, and he says many fascinating things. I only have time for one or two. I think are the key to why Chazal, Lully to Mistafina, why Chazal put this episode into the gather of the Isin Nekiyim. Negod and Neruvain did nothing wrong. They didn't build a bama. What was the taina then? The taina was they were building a bama. They were going to be makir levoy de zara. They never had any kavanah to this. Everything they did, not only that, says the Malbim, they purposely built it on the west side of the Yarden. Why? Because they didn't want to be chayshesh. They didn't want Klai Yisrael to be chayshesh that whatever they were building was being built by Avery Yarden to underscore the fact that Avery Yarden had the same kedusha for Eretz Yisrael. They were maskim that was not the case. So they built it purposely on the Galil side, the Galilis, the Yarden, says the Malbim on the other side. And they built it, we don't know exactly how high, they built it so high that it was not possible that anybody should think that this should be used as a bama. You couldn't get to the top. It would be like putting it on the top of the New World Trade Center building. Not shayach. So they did everything they could to underscore the fact that they weren't doing anything that would boil the dechshad. And Klal Yisrael assembled an army to wipe them out without even asking. Why? And not only that, when they came to muster them, they're telling them that you're being mayreid, hama'atlan osavayim pa'or, the Malbim, they were being accusing them of avoid zara. 15 years ago, Ba'er had almost destroyed Klal Yisrael. Here you are, 15 years later, doing it again. And Halil Ochan ben Zerach, Mo, Mal, Becherem. Those of you who learned it, Be'iyun probably went through this Kherik in Tanakh. Vas, Sparkman, Reinda, with Ochan. What does Ochan have to do with this? So I'll tell you, because I don't have a lot of time, I'll tell you the kids and numbers what I think the trap in this Gemara is. Chazal wished to underscore a roadmap to how Chamur, the Inyan of being Naki, Mechshad, and the Isin Nekiyim is. The operating aspects of Chashad Mar Zayin, as I said, will have to wait for another time. But just from the Musardika and Kloyistika outlook, first there is the Isin Nekiyim. There, the Torah is telling you, even though it was a deal which was countersigned by the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there was a problem. What was the problem? Everybody say, what was the problem? Negod and Neruvain came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and how do they start? Give me one word which would summarize the site of their whole request. Everybody say, no, you all know this word. Geld, money, umikne rav, hayol of Negod and Neruvain. They first came, and right away, they put on the table a mizan and a gebedover. And we are willing to give up Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, for which we just went through 40 years in the Midbar, for which all of us died. And we are ready to abandon the rest of Klal Yisrael and cause a rift in Klal Yisrael for money. Moshe Rabbeinu explodes. For money you're willing to sell out. This is what the Meraglim did. You're being mighty dibas ha'aretz. Because by letting Klal Yisrael down this way, you're saying that real estate, pasture land, is more important than Gush Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what the Meraglim did. FS. Not good enough. The real estate is better somewhere else. Too hard to conquer. So what happens? A little light bulb goes off. Negod and Neruvain, and they come, you know what? No, we have a deal. Anachnu necholei tzchushim. But this is too late. Once you introduce negias in general, and cheshbishben negias, money in particular, into the picture, you've already tainted the picture. And no amount of fixing after the fact, even in a deal, which was so validated by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that the Brisker Rav says that they couldn't have reneged the deal if they would have wanted to. So obviously it was Rus and Hashem. Doesn't matter. Once they had their personal gears there, it was impossible for them to be nucky completely Hashem Yisrael. And Chazal is telling us that if you want to run your life the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to, can't come to the table with negius. Because by definition, you're tainted, and then what you do afterwards is going to be viewed in the prism of negius. How do we know that? Well, we know that from the story in Yeshua. They did everything right. They built it on the other side of the Yarden. They built in a way that there couldn't be chayshed them. There was no less of a zara. They were never intended to be makrav bamas. But because 15 years ago, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Imatzasi chayn beinecha. We want chayn. But why do we want chayn? Because we want mikne rav. We have negis. We want to take care of our money. No chayn helps. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that the only way you can resurrect this is Isa Mekiyim Hashem Yisrael, if you keep the deal. But the damage was done. And Chazal inserted this Perek in Yeshua to tell us, as the Malm said, that even though they did everything correctly and there was no Makayim Fakhshad, because 15 years earlier, the Bnei Gad, therefore, their parents, I guess it was, or maybe themselves, not clear, all those people died. I don't want to get into the details of exactly how the Dairus worked, but however it was, 15 years earlier, Bnei Gad of Bnei Ruvain had come to the table with an Egeus and guilt. They lost their credibility. Akleikach, Echai Yisrael was ready to wipe them out without even talking to them. And they sent Pinchas, say Chazal, who was a combination of Kanois and Tzidkis, because only he could have worked this deal out. And how do I know this? And I have to close soon, so I'll get quickly to the point. This is the famous Chuvas Chacham Sofer. It's printed here. On page, I guess it's 11, the top is cut off. I'll read you just two lines and then turn it over to the next Magid here. Some Sofer is writing a tshuva. I'm not sure who it is to. There is a Sofer which attempts to figure out who the Shailim and all the tshuvas from Sofer is. Could be the success Sofer. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, he says that, oh, kol yisi yisi mitzdar la mikra zeh. V'isim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. Ubeis chayves ilu, nikiyim Hashem Yisbarach. V'nikiyim Yisrael. There are two things which are roichev al gabenu. It's harder to be mekayim Hashem mi Yisrael. And then he goes on to a terrible, terrible Rabbi Nochsam Sofer, one of the greatest figures in modern Jewish history. And he says, Rabbeisai, I don't know if anybody can keep it, because every single person, such as myself, maybe this was a less of his fight to reform. Maybe it was less of just being the politics of being who he was. He says, the Shoyse Shechar, the beer drinkers, the late Sanim, the people who say Mahanalo Rabbanan, will always have it in for Talmid HaChachamim. And everything we do is subject to creation, Rachmanu Letzlan, of Achil Hashem. Hu Mishas Saif Per Yom Kippurim in Achil Hashem, De'ein Loi, Kapara Klal. And he brings the Gemara with Rav, which I'll tell you outside because we don't have time to go inside. And at the end, turn the page to page 12. He says the famous tickle. Ve'ineni kedai l'hask Rav Zeno kedoshim. Nikom makam tairihi. V'cheshkeni b'nei gav b'nei ruvein. Asholeim nam mikra zev yisim kiyam av. Api atzas meish rabbeinu. Shoya al pi Hashem. Asu sholehem. V'nakas is atzman. They did everything they could have done. Meshi Yatsu Chol Tzudat Shanim. We'll get to that soon. Nikol Mokoyim, Lo Yatsu Yudei Chavas HaMikra Zeh B'Shleimus. They still weren't Yatsa. Ki Lenny says a chilling thing. Ki Lo Yalchinim Golor Hashayin Lof Nei Kol HaShvatim. Karu Chazal Aleim, and he quotes a pasuk, turn the page over to page 13. V'Leim K'sil L'Smailai, Ilu B'nei Ruv, Enu B'nei Gad, Om Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Chivavtem Es Mekneichem, Yesem Renefashayis, Chayechamein by bracha. You are mechavev, you are mikne, more than your children. No bracha to that. Shenemar nachla mevayheles brishayna v'achrisa loisa barach. 15 years later, all of a sudden, mitzchizark begging the kinder. So they told you, Pinchas and the Zekanim, we did this for our children. We were worried about our children going off the derech, living in Eber Yarden. So what do? We built this big monument. And because they had made the wrong choice 15 years later, a choice that was subsequently validated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a choice that was subsequently mekuyim till the dot, to the T of their contract and more, didn't help. Chazal tell us, Nachla Mevels Breshayna, the Achrisa Leisavarach. What was the simon? That unless you come to the table noki legamri, noki legamri, it's not going to help. This is the story of Yeshua, where they did everything right, with a good motivation, their children, taking care of their children. Because it was built on not such good fundamentals of atem chivavtem es mikneichem, they were subject to, they lost to the Yisim Nikiyim. They weren't nucky. And Klal Yisrael was ready to destroy them. Ad kedei kach, they had credit. Once they explained it, they're willing to accept the explanation. So the trilogy of Sukkim here is Yisim Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. That's the minimum you have to do. But it doesn't always help. Because if you come to the table not pure and not rain, me'as chola, then you are subject to Kele Yisrael, but you almost got wiped out. You had no credit with Klal Yisrael. What's the last pasuk? The way to make sure that a person, in fact, encompasses the entire roadmap of Yisim Nikiyim, you need two things. You need chen. What's chen? How do you have a chen b'nei adam? If somebody is a negeya b'davar, if somebody has an imut with a person, you walk out of the Torah and you win, the other person who lost doesn't like you. They may have to listen to the Torah, but doesn't like you. In order to make sure that you know how to be Mekayim, Nekis, Mis, Mekiyim, Bishle Musa, you have to be kind of chen. And I think that means to be reigned for Nekis. More than that, what else do you need? You need Seichel Tayyiv. Because had the Bnei Gad and Reuven had a bissel Seichel, what would they have done at the beginning? They would have come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they would have said, reverse the order. Anachnu Cholos Chushim. We are Gibayrim, we're going to do our job. By the way, we are going to take care of our obligation. By the way, when we finish, we would like to have, if you don't mind, we'd like to have a payoff for the piece of real estate. Nope. Probably would have saved the entire explosion of Moshe Rabbeinu, and probably would have made sure that they have more credit, and Klal Yisrael would have not have tried to wipe them out, as exemplified by the second pasuk. Who is mechuyev? So Chazal tell you, mitzvah chen v'seichel tein l'adam, nafam chen and seichel. But there's one class of people who not only, it's nice for them to have chen, and it's nice for them to have seichel, but they're required to have that. And that is talmid chacham. Which means, in the pasuk in Allah and our rabbi say, every single person in this room, without going to a mechleik between the chazanish and the other apaiskim, I'm telling you, you all have dinev talmid chachamim. So this applies not just to Chacham Sofer, it applies to you. Every single person in this room has to have knias chen and has to have enough seichel to understand that you have to be without negias in your dealings, both at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Einei B'nei Adam. Because if you don't, you are subject, Rachmana Litzlan, to Chil Hashem. What's Chil Hashem? So you all know the famous Gemara in Yuma, that Rav, if you were buying credit, I don't have time to go through it now, but I have a shtickel, both in the Sefer Iyad, it's here in the booklet you can take with you and look at it, in the Sefer Iyad, and it's built on a shtickel Rambam and Maimer Kiddush Hashem. The Sefer Iyad, the Rambam does not bring Psukim. I might as well talk about the Rambam soon, but in the Maimer Kiddush Hashem, he brings the Pasuk Yisim Kiyam Hashem Yisrael. And he says, any Talmud Chacham, and he uses the Gemara Yuma, where Rav did everything that was permissible. You want to buy in credit. It's a very acceptable form of business. But it's not acceptable of the cheftz is good, of anishta of the gavra. To a certain type of people, they're in a higher degree of requirement, and those are talmid chachamim. So talmid chachamim have to have yisim nekiyim, Hashem Yisrael, and they have to have umatzachain v'seichel toiv, no negiyas, enough seichel to set it up that you are not subjecting yourself to chashad, and that has to be raised to the highest level possible. Because if not, Nilon and Gadol, Meraben Echsam Sefer, who says, I don't know if I can be Mekayim, Yisim Mekim Hashem Yisrael. The downside of that is Chil Hashem, Mi Gadol, then Bnei Gadim, Nei Ruvain, who couldn't be Mekayim that. And Chazal tell us, after everything, after all the deals, first of all, we know they were almost wiped out again. And second of all, Chazal tell us, there was no bracha. No bracha, and they were Gadol Rishayna. Rabbi Sai, which would be Zecha. Mir Tashem and another, his Damnut, will discuss the actual halachos and maisis of Mar Sinai and Mechshav. There should be zeicha to understand let HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chazal want from us in the Gedrim of Yisim Nikim, and we should be Zeche, since you all have a din of Talmud Chacham, whether you're learning Daf HaShavua, or you're learning Daf Yomi, you all have this requirement, the same as a Chassam Sefer. I won't go into details of how Talmud Chacham is supposed to behave, but it's a very, very high standard, and you should be Zeche, Yisim Nikim, and Hashem, Yisrael, 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 Yisrael,